Well, I'm here with two of my students who have been very kind to share with us what their sense of place is. Good evening.
Good evening.
First of all, I would like that you introduce yourself briefly.
Hello, I am Natalia Mas, and I am a student from Universidad Camilo José Cela. Mm-hmm. I am studying psychology and infant education, and I am 18 years old.
Okay. Now, before we did the activity on sense of place, had you ever thought about this topic?
Yes, I have thought about the sense of place, but I didn't know what name to put to it.
Yes. I mean, that is normal. That is totally normal. Good. Okay. So she has written a very nice essay, and she's going to read a few extracts to explain her different types of sense of place.
Okay. Firstly, I'm going to talk about a biographical sense of place, which is my family. It is a quite big family. My mother has four siblings, but small enough to get along with each other. It is true that everyone is different from the other, but this really enriches our relation. My family is extremely important to me, and when I am feeling blue, an endless family meal surely will make my day. Being with them makes me feel as I am important, beloved and essential, and I think all the members of my family feel the same. With them, I'm always at home. Another kind of sense of place is the narrative one. I have this feeling with Galicia, land of megas and mystery. In fact, I have with Galicia also a sense of place biographical and spiritual. Regarding the narrative sense of place, I know everything of Galicia, its culture and its people, thanks to my grandfather, who is from there. He has always been in love with this region, and with his stories about it, I have fallen in love with Galicia too. The biographical sense of place comes from my childhood, when my family and I used to spend every summer there due to my grandfather's roots. And the spiritual one is that one that I feel when passing the tunnels which connect my paradise with the rest of the world. I cannot help feeling something inside that makes me feel fulfilled when I look around me and see the awesome green Galician landscape. Also, I have this spiritual sense of place with nature. I could be for hours in a forest, walking and listening to the bird songs, in a beach, watching the waves. I love the feeling of solitude that I have in nature, where everything is flawless and calm. I think that when I feel the most alive and free is when I am alone with the wind and the rain. It's something just unique.
Well, thank you very much. Her essay was longer, and then there had many other sections, but she has been very kind. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.